Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on June 23rd regarding Devin, D-E-V as in Victor, I-N as in Nancy, Johnson. Devin Johnson is a 29-year-old male who reports he injured his right ankle at work on 6/14/20. This occurred when a customer broke in and attacked him. He went to Robert Wood Johnson emergency room afterwards. With this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a broken ankle. He underwent reconstructive surgery on the ankle on 3/2/21. He has completed his course of active treatment, but remains under the pain management care of Reclaim Ability. He also performs a home exercise program. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Johnson alleged he was assaulted by a patron on 6/14/20, resulting in right ankle fracture. Per treatment records show he was seen at Robert Wood Johnson emergency room on 6/25/20. They noted he had already been seen there on 6/14/20 for a work-related injury to the right ankle, resulting in fracture. A splint was placed that day when it was inflamed. Since then, the swelling had gone down, so he felt like he can feel his ankle and foot moving. He felt unstable. He has not had any orthopedic follow-up yet. He presented to the emergency room to get resplinted and to get a refill on ibuprofen. Such treatment was rendered. They noted a history of splenectomy in 2007, as well as left leg surgery after a motor vehicle collision. He was then discharged home. Before doing so, he underwent x-rays of the ankle to be inserted here. On 9/1/20, he was seen at St. Francis Emergency Room, complaining of fracturing his right ankle 2 months ago, after which he was placed in an ACE wrap and splinted. He has not followed up with an orthopedic doctor due to no insurance. He states his work will not give him workers' compensation until he has documentation the ankle is still fractured and not healing right. He did undergo repeat x-rays to be inserted here. He was then placed in an orthopedic splint for a diagnosis of a healing fracture. He was also fitted for crutches. New paragraph. Mr. Johnson presented himself again to St. Francis Emergency Room on 10/22/20. He presented ambulatory with crutches. They noted his history of injury and treatment to date. He was going to see Champion Orthopedics the next day due to a fracture of his right ankle from months ago. He needed repeat x-rays to come into the office tomorrow. In terms of mechanism of injury, he stated that this was due to a, quote, fall, end quote. He did undergo repeat x-rays to be inserted. New paragraph. The petitioner then came under the orthopedic care of, the podiatric care of Dr. Chandrani, C-H-A-N-D-R-A-N-I. It was noted he originally was injured on 6/14/20, but did not get it looked at until a few weeks later. Appeared he had seen the orthopedist at Champion, who told him his, quote, ankle was too messed up to do anything, period, end quote. A few months later, he followed up, but the doctor told him he needed to see an ankle specialist. Period. He was on crutches and a cam walker upon presentation. Period. The doctor recommended ongoing conservative care for the time being. Period. He was going to be referred to Mercer Bucks Orthopedics if the fracture required more involved treatment. Period. If not, the patient may require bimalleolar fracture repair. Period. He continued to see Dr. Chandrani on the dates described. Period. Repeat x-rays were done on 12/14/20 to be inserted here. Period in paragraph. He was evaluated orthopedically by Dr. Butler on 2/25/21. Period. He diagnosed right bimalleolar ankle fracture with malunion / nonunion, semicolon disuse osteoporosis of the right hindfoot, midfoot, and forefoot, semicolon post-traumatic stiffness of the right hindfoot, semicolon post-traumatic atrophy of the right calf and thigh. Period. Dr. Butler diagnosed a displaced bimalleolar fracture that ultimately went on to malunion. Period. If the current reduction of the displaced ankle fracture was left unchanged, it would likely lead to post-traumatic arthritis. Period. Accordingly, it was imperative that these be reduced in a timely fashion to an anatomic position and the reduction maintained until healing is complete. Period. Unfortunately, 8 months had passed since the date of injury. Period. On 3/2/21, Dr. Chandrani performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Chandrani through 3/17/21. Period. His dressings were removed and all surgical sites were in place with intact sutures. Period. He had minimal swelling and ecchymosis at surgical sites, consistent with that level of surgical intervention. Period. His sterile dressing change was completed. Period. He was advised about the signs of infection to beware of. Period. He was going to continue partial weight bearing as previously instructed and follow up in 1 week for reevaluation and suture removal. Period. However, I am not in receipt of additional documentation. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed numerous dark circular scars on the shins and calves bilaterally. Period. There was a 4-inch longitudinal scar on the lateral aspect of the right ankle and a medium curvilinear scar measuring 3¼ inches in length. Period. Right ankle plantar flexion was to 15 degrees, dorsiflexion 5 degrees, inversion 15 degrees and eversion 5 degrees. His left ankle plantar flexion was full to 40 degrees, but dorsiflexion was to 10 degrees, inversion 20 degrees and eversion 10 degrees, all of which are suboptimal. appeared there was tenderness palpation about the right ankle, medial and lateral malleolus. Period. There may have been healed surgical scarring about the left ankle as well. Period. Feet and ankles, normal macro lumbar. Knee and bloody with a limp on the right, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. On 6/14/2020, Devin Johnson reportedly was injured at work when he was assaulted by a patron. Period. He apparently delayed in seeking medical attention. Period. On 6/25/20, Robert Wood Johnson emergency room noted he had been previously seen on 6/14/20. For an ankle injury and fracture that was splinted in place. Period. He followed up on this visit requesting a rewrap. Period. He continued under the podiatric care of Dr. Chandrani. Period. Mr. Johnson appears to have been non-compliant in follow-up, which contributed to his malunion / non-union. Period. Dr. Butler opined on 2/25/21 that surgical intervention needed to be performed. Period. On 3/2/21, Dr. Chandari performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through at least 3/17/21. Period. New paragraph, I have been advised he saw Dr. Fass, F-A-S-S, on 9/30/20. Period. He rendered numerous diagnoses. That will be inserted here as marked from page 2 of the cover letter. Period. I am also been advised he had a handwritten work note written by Dr. Killian, K-I-L-L-I-A-N, on 5/5/21. Period. It noted the petitioner was under his care and was now about 8 weeks postoperatively for ankle fracture surgery. Period. He anticipated the petitioner might require an additional 6 to 8 weeks of rehab before evaluating fitness for duty. Period. He did participate in physical therapy at Robert Wood Johnson Fitness for 10 sessions. Period. Physical exam. Let's scratch that. Just put a new paragraph. As noted above, he had decreased range of motion of not only the right ankle, but also the left. Period. There was healed surgical scarring on both the medial and lateral aspects of the right ankle. Period. He ambulated with a limp on the right. Period. He was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Period. He could stand on his heels and toes and did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 12.5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. Period. End.